Thank you, Siya. I don't have to introduce myself. You did it. My question is, let's put it this way. This seminar so far has been very much about the triangular situation, Sweden, Finland, Åland Islands, particularly Åland Islands and mainland Finland speaking positively about each other. Fine. But I think the main triangle now impacting the Åland Islands and providing a changing constellation is a different triangle. It's the European Union, Åland, Finland. And therefore, my first question is whether there is anything in the study about how that relation works and to what extent, so to say, does the European Union membership of Åland and Finland problematize the Åland disposition and the model? And the other way around, once European Union thrives very much on homogenization and standardization, but accepts diversity in the case of Åland due to the Åland protocol in the Finnish treaty, should one not carry out a more detailed study on this relationship? And should the Åland Islands model, which is basically a model of diversity, being something very positive for peace and development, be increasingly marketed to the European Union and made into a European Union model of peace and development, which the European Union could then, so to say, capitalize in its increasing peace and mediation activities. So somewhat broadening target for, so to say, selling, making use of the Åland Islands model. That's what I have in mind.